Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
For inside, I mean, I think we were playing really hard. I think we went up really strong a lot of times, and we didn't get a lot of calls. And going back and looking at the film, I've seen a lot of calls that weren't made. I guess some people got a special whistle, but...
Women's basketball equivalent of Magic Johnson v. Larry Bird. Almost 50 years later, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. They played last night. Clark's team won. Reese hit Clark in the head on a drive to the basket.
Almost reminiscent of Kurt Rambis, right? If you're going Lakers,
yeah.
Celtics.
Yeah. Or how about the Jordan rules? How about guys like Rick Mahorn just blasting MJ? Look like that. And so that has all of the sports shows over my right shoulder in studio have been talking about that all day. I have a confession to make. I've not watched a single one of these games. I wonder if that puts me in the minority or not among sports fans in this town. Sean, you're a pretty big... You're a sports nut. You're broadcasting games all over the place. You're staying up till 12:30 in the morning watching Dave Sims call Mariners games. I mean, you're just into it, man. Have you watched any... Caitlin Clark WNBA games?
No.
Me neither.
I saw... I don't think I watched a full game of her even at Iowa.
I did.
I would watch periodically, but I don't think start to finish I ever watched
I got into it at the end, and I watched those final four games and the national championship, and I watched West Virginia get screwed by the refs when they played Iowa in the second round of the tournament. So I got into it. The ratings whenever she plays are great. The attendance at games when she plays are great. It's the rest of the league that obviously still does not have enough eyeballs or interest yet where it's still losing like $50 million a year or $30 million a year, one of those numbers. I don't know which one is right, but it's a lot of money. She's one of the biggest names and faces in sports. I would say, and this is going to maybe offend people here. I think more sports fans know who Caitlin Clark is than Sidney Crosby right now. Disagree?
In the United States,
yes.
I definitely agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's probably...
The NHL needs a Caitlin Clark. They need someone like a face of the sport that generates not just people casually watching games, but... In the United States, none of these shows talk hockey at all. McAfee will have PK Subban on or something like that, or like a NHL. No, I'm serious. That's like it. That's all we get. Outside of the game broadcast and the NHL Network, there's like no national conversation about the NHL whatsoever. There's way more about Caitlin Clark.
How many Major League Baseball players do you think are more well-known than her right now?
Ohtani. Yep.
Do you think there's clearly five of them? Because I don't think I could name five MLB players currently that would be more well-known than Caitlin Clark.
We might have one of them if Skeens keeps this up. I don't think who he's dating hurts either with that. That's a problem for baseball. Same thing. They need a Caitlin Clark type outside of Ohtani. Trout has been terrific for years, but he doesn't generate any outside interest in the sport. That he doesn't bring people to baseball.
I would say Judge is on that list.
Judge is a really good one.
Other than that, it's getting a little hard to come up with guys that you could definitively say are more well-known or more frequently discussed.
Mookie Betts, great player. I don't think he has that impact or influence on people. Yeah, man. Slim pickings. That's why I think an NBA team would never move here, given our market size and the fact that we have the Penguins. It's only happening in Utah because they were desperate. The owner was ready to go with the money, and they don't have the NFL or Major League Baseball there. So that's why a market that small has two teams playing winter sports professionally and like market maybe 35 or something like that. I do think we could have a WNBA team, though. I think that's plausible. If they ever expanded the league out from wherever they're at now, 12 or 14 teams to 30, I think we would be in the mix for something like that. Because we have an arena that's newer, and there's not all they would compete against is the Pirates. I don't even know when their season ends. Do they play into football season? They can't. They shouldn't.
I think it ends before the NFL
around Labor
season.
Day.
I was going to say like late summer.
If we had a WNBA team and Caitlin Clark played a game at PPG Paints Arena, I think they'd put 18,000 fans there. I think they'd fill the place up for something like that.
Well, it turns out, apparently, if I'm seeing this correct, the playoffs are actually in mid-September.
Brutal.
And it says, this is crazy, October 20th, last Awful. Possible finals date.
Awful. As soon as the women's college basketball season ends, have a draft and immediately start the season. You don't go up against the NFL. That's dumb. That's really stupid. You just get lost in it. I mean, the Major League Baseball playoffs, the World Series gets buried because of the NFL.
You know what this might be a result of, though, is the Olympics?
Oh, because they have to take a break to allow for the... That's a good point.
It looks as though they're off for like 3 weeks for the Olympics.
Yeah, that's a good point. So in most years, they probably get done in, what would you say, mid-September? I still think that's too late. Be done by, have game seven or what, I don't know how long their final series is. Have that around Labor Day. Anecdotally, it's hard for me to tell. I mean, everyone has an opinion on Caitlin Clark, and they see these highlights and they see these plays and they have thoughts on the racial dynamic of everything. But I don't know if people here actually watch her games. I don't even know where you find them. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We have a high of 94 today. All right, let's get to the Brandon Ayuk stuff next. That came out of nowhere this morning, huh? What he said on a TikTok video that has Steelers fans now champing at the bit. We will dive into that. First, I'm going to tell you guys about Mike's Beer Bar. Mike's is the place to go tonight. If you are driving into town, you're streaming the show right now, and you're coming in, making a pilgrimage in town to watch Skeens pitch tonight and staying for games, get over to Mike's beforehand and afterwards for the hundreds of beers from around the world, the 80 rotating taps of beers from right here in Pittsburgh, and the TVs are always on the right games. You don't have to bitch. You don't have to ask. You don't have to bug the waitresses and the bartenders there. They'll have the basketball finals. They'll have the baseball games. They'll have soccer during the day, which is obviously big right now with the international tournaments. So meet me at Mike's today, Mike's Beer Bar. Malzy.
Hey, it's Chris Muller for Universal Windows Direct. You know right now that the weather is very hot. I'm on vacation, but I know it's scorching right now in Pittsburgh. And that means your air conditioner is probably working overtime, right? Don't let all that cold air you're paying a lot of money for go right out the window thanks to shoddy windows. Call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. Their windows have super spacer technology that holds the window seal longer, makes their windows last up to 5 times longer than other window systems, and frankly, makes them perform better. And Universal Windows Direct backs it up with a true lifetime warranty. That's as long as you own the home, and then 20 years to the next home owner. Right now is the time to call Universal Windows Direct, 412-545-6003. For every 2 windows you buy, you get the next 2 free, and there's no limit. Plus, 0% financing for 60 months. Restrictions apply. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Proud partner of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.